You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Tuesday and time for commentator Gary Joyner. Today he remembers the late commander of the Apollo 11 mission to the moon.
On August 25th, we lost a true pioneer, Neil Armstrong. The first man to walk on the moon died at age 82 following heart bypass surgery. This larger-than-life hero was quiet and almost painfully shy, shunned the spotlight, and rarely granted interviews. He was also extraordinarily dedicated to his job, the utmost professional, clinically cold in his observations, completely calm in emergencies, and a self-professed nerd. In short, he was the perfect test pilot and astronaut. Armstrong, a native of Ohio, developed a love of flying when he was very young. At age 6, he took a ride in a transport plane and began building models of planes in a wind tunnel to test them. He was an exceptional student, and in 1945, at age 15, he took flying lessons, paying for them by working as a stock clerk. He attended Purdue University on a full Navy scholarship, and he was called to active duty in 1950 at the beginning of the Korean War. He flew Panther fighter jets and received 3 air medals for heroism during his 78 combat missions. Armstrong returned to Purdue after the war and finished his degree in aeronautical engineering. He became a test pilot for the agency that later became NASA, and his exploits there were covered in Tom Wolfe's The Right Stuff. Armstrong flew most of the experimental planes in the X series, most famously the X-15, which he flew to the edge of space at 38 miles above the Earth. Tom Wolfe wrote that a lot of people couldn't figure Armstrong out. You asked him a question and he would just stare at you with those pale blue eyes of his. And you start to ask the question again, figuring that he hadn't understood, and click, out of his mouth would come forth a sequence of precisely thought-out sentences, whatever else was called for. It was as if his hesitations were just data punch-in intervals for his computer. When President Kennedy challenged America to put a man on the moon in the 1960s, Armstrong was picked in the second group of test pilot astronauts. He flew in 1966 aboard Gemini 8 with David Scott. During that mission, they docked with an Agena rocket and a thruster malfunctioned, sending them into a flat spin at 1 revolution a second. Armstrong calmly disengaged the thruster and used a backup system to gain control. When the pair made an emergency splashdown in the Pacific, they looked as if nothing had gone wrong. 3 years later, Armstrong was picked to fly the Apollo 11 mission to land on the moon. On the descent, a computer malfunctioned and Armstrong manually landed the Eagle lunar module within just seconds of fuel running out. He told his controllers in a conversational voice, "Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed." When he stepped out onto the lunar surface, he uttered the most famous words of his life. "This is one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." It was seen and heard by hundreds of millions of people, broadcast all over the world. For the first time, man had stepped onto another heavenly body. This was Armstrong's last mission. After a few years, he retired from NASA and taught engineering at the University of Cincinnati in his native Ohio, and worked with several technology firms. He remained a quiet, self-effacing man until his death. Neil Armstrong may have been the last of the great space heroes cast from the old mold. A true giant, and his history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport.